Welcome to the Gamerland Podcast. I am your host, Justin Worsham. With me, as always, is the one, the only, the Rosemary to my time, the KevinMiller.com. Jump and press the circle button, Kevin.
Oregano to you, Justin. I remember in college not knowing that oregano was a drug reference and was like,
really?
Yeah, I'm the oregano.
I remember in my late 30s not knowing oregano was a drug reference. I thought it was just what you would do to sell fake weed.
Yeah. And I think that's why there was this one girl in a theater troupe that named me the oregano, like as a superhero. And I think it's because she, for that reason, like...
Because you were like the fake marijuana?
Yeah. Like, you're fun like you're high, but you're not, and you're kind of a narc.
Would you qualify yourself as a narc? I don't remember you being narc-like.
I think in college people
don't
saw me...
Don't you have
me
to be like a tattletale to be a narc?
I think that's how people view me in general, because I'm pretty straight-laced. And especially, I remember in high school and college, like when all that stuff was going on around me, I wouldn't do it. And so I don't remember ever ratting anyone out, but I definitely be like, is that really a good life choice, bro?
Yeah, I remember there's a story of the bachelor party, right?
Mm-hmm,
where
yeah.
they hired a stripper.
Two.
Oh, there was two.
There was two. Okay. You weren't there.
No, that was
before my
time.
That's right, it was before your time. Yeah.
And that there's a funny picture of a bare breast
mm-hmm.
while you were doing math homework.
Mm, it was English. And
oh, really?
Yeah.
I didn't look at the paper.
What had happened was that they were throwing a bachelor party, and I wanted to go to support the bachelor party. And it came from a place of wanting community. Like, I wanted, these were my friends, and I wanted to be a part of it. But I didn't want to see naked women. So I sat in the kitchen and did work. I think I was actually doing script analysis work. And then someone to mess with me sent a stripper in, a fully naked stripper, over to like take a picture of me doing
my homework. You didn't even get a peripheral shot because you didn't hold up a hand.
But I was pretty young, so I didn't really know what to do. It was pretty compromising.
Yeah. It was unfair.
It was unfair.
There, I would have narked.
Narc. And then I found out later that our friend that hosted the party, who got the strippers, was gay. And so that wasn't a mystery, but he was not interested in participating. And he was in his room watching a movie while everybody. And I remember thinking, why didn't you invite me in? Because clearly I wasn't interested either. And we could have sequestered away, and he was watching My Fair Lady or something. I could have done my homework
in
there.
Did he not know that you weren't interested, or was it no
one
going
know.
Into it?
Maybe it was one of those things, like I arrived late, or he was never available. He's just always in the other room. He paid for them. That's the thing. He paid for them.
Yeah. I don't know why recently. Oh, you know what? No, it was your bachelor party, and I recently told this story.
Really?
Because I had some friends. We were hanging out with some friends the other night, and they had said, They both love Costco,
mm-hmm.
and you know, I don't know if you saw on the news, there was
that
lady.
I can't wait to see how this connects. Go on.
This lady tried to return a Christmas tree that clearly was like 2 or 3 months old and dead to Costco, and they took it.
No.
Yeah, they took it because they figured that it, you know, it's worth it. Like, so they're going to eat the cost of this, you know, $60 Christmas tree, and they got a ton of good press out of it. I don't know if you call good press accepting everything, but there was like, oh, you could return. And then the guy said, he goes,
what in the world?
What kind of an a-hole goes and buys
it? Was a live
stuff?
Christmas tree is what you're saying. A live.
And it died because that's what happens when you cut it down.
Of course. It
and
was a dead tree.
And she was like, this tree is dead. I would like to return it. And they took it. But so this guy says, he goes,
genius.
What kind of an a-hole would try to return something, like who just buys something to return it? And I said, well, it's funny you mentioned that. I said,
I was thinking about this today, actually. Go on.
My friend, I told this story on Saturday night. Mm. So I said, my friend is getting married, and I said, do you want a stripper? And he was like, no. My fiance is like going out and like talking to strippers right now, like to say,
also,
stop stripping.
See earlier story where I avoided strippers at a bachelor
party.
Yeah,
but this is different. I felt like I knew that part,
sure.
right? But I felt like this was different because, like, if there was a time, right, where it's like, I'm a one.
Really?
I'm
That's
a
interesting.
One time.
I work at a church.
Yeah, I know, but is nudity hedonistic?
Not hedonistic. It's I don't think it's fair to the
women.
I may
not know what hedon means.
Me either, actually. Heathenistic. A heathen
I
is
said
like
hedon.
Yeah, I don't think that's a word.
Ooh.
I feel like I should. That's a planet somewhere in the Star Trek universe. Welcome to Hedon.
Where all of us are naked.
We are the
Hedon. And very ashamed of it.
Super Star Trek, except for the shame part. They'd all be like, we are naked all the time and comfortable with it. Gene Roddenberry is a total perv.
And so then I remember this, and you said, no. And I said, are you supposed to say no because of your fiance?
I do remember this conversation.
But I'm still supposed to do it anyway so that it falls on me. You said, and you looked at me very, like you looked into my soul and you said, all of my friends that are coming are my church friends.
Yes.
It will not go well if you do this. And I said, got it. So if I got a stripper for me, for everyone else to live vicariously through me, including you, would
Michael
that?
Scott-esque.
And yeah. Then you said, no. And I said, got it. After everybody left, and it's just you and me, and you said, no. And that's when we started laughing. I said, well, then what do you want to do? And you said, I just want to play video games with my friends.
Yeah.
I said, I got it. And then
there was a much better choice.
Yeah.
This is an epic bachelor party.
Oh, my gosh. Especially for me. Like, yeah. Even though I'm the Hedon of the two of us.
From the planet Hedon, juiced on Warsham.
Borderline morally corrupt, mm-hmm. But I wouldn't have wanted a naked lady there.
You wouldn't. That was what I was getting.
No.
My next question was, because you're not into porn. You're not into all that stuff.
I mean, I partake, but it's not like a thing that I'm like,
yeah. Purchase that.
No.
Download that.
Yeah.
I don't know what else
you do. I've used porn more as a sleep aid than I think what it's intended for.
Interesting.
Yeah. When you're on the road, what I mean?
Oh, sure.
Yeah, you're away from your lady love. And that's what happens.
You are a uniquely wired human being.
I am?
Yeah. I don't think, how many men have ever said, I use porn as a sleep aid? Most people use alcohol.
I don't like the taste. Now, however, it's a trifecta, evidently.
You have a humidor here.
Yeah.
So for my epic bachelor
party,
there were no naked women.
There were no
naked men, just so we're clear. You also didn't do
that.
I
never even made an appearance in my underwear?
No.
No, I didn't.
No.
I'm sorry, man. We'll try again next time. But
at your son's bachelor party.
I went to Best Buy, mm-hmm. and I asked them what their restocking fee was for televisions, and the guy said, no restocking fee, you just have to bring it back within 14 days of the receipt, and it's full refund.
Yeah.
I said, outstanding. So I went in there, and I picked a fairly priced model. I didn't go top of the line.
I think
they were at least 46 to 50 inches.
They were very large. Yeah.
And I said, I go, these good TVs? So the sales rep was helping me. I said, yeah. He goes, oh, yeah. I said, okay, I'll take 5. And he goes, what? I said, I'll take 5 of these TVs.
Was it 5?
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah, it had to be 5.
I think it was 3 because you had one. No, it was only 2.
Didn't get just 2.
Yeah, no, I'm pretty sure because we had one and then someone else brought one. And then you bought 2. But for some reason, you had to return 2. Something else happened.
Here's the thing. Knowing me,
yeah,
I would not walk out of there with it, knowing that I had 9 people coming over.
Yeah.
I would not have walked out of there with less than 3 TVs.
No, our thought was, I remember because someone else brought a TV, and I think I had a TV because we had enough to do it. But
we were only 2 TVs?
There was only 2 TVs, but because the idea was...
The story's much better the way I tell it, then.
Absolutely it is. But the idea was at the time, because you could do quad splits, so we knew you'd have 6, with 4 TVs, you could have 16 players, which is the max most multiplayer games have anyway.
Yeah.
But for some reason, and I was hoping you were going to explain this, that we had to return to, and we weren't willing to wait for the returning. You brought 2 in and then just bought 2 other ones and walked out. There was like a dead one or something. Do you not remember this?
No, I don't remember that. Oh, there was one that wasn't working.
Yeah, that's what it was. One wasn't working.
I bought 2.
It was the day of.
Returned 1 and then came back with 2 more?
With 1 more. But that was the deal. You didn't even bother waiting for the return. You just purchased another one.
Oh, right. Yeah, because it would take too long. That's why I had to return 3 TVs.
Yeah.
Because it would take it too long for us to sit there and wait to return the one that was busted.
And it was the day of.
It was day of. That's right.
That's
so, yeah, I just went and bought another one. I remember that. That's why I got that. So the guy asked me, he goes, why so many? And I said, because I'm building a bar and I need to know how they fit in the room placement wise.
Yeah.
And I said, I might get these and then just return them if they don't work. I hope that's okay. He was like, yeah, nobody cares.
Nobody cares.
Receipt.
Yeah. They don't care.
And then I went to Fry's and I bought network hubs, which I kept. Mm-hmm. And then I went to GameStop and I bought four or five different versions of like Call of Duty type game, and then another one so that everybody, because I could return those within 7 days.
And we played games for 12 hours. Yeah. It was a 12-hour marathon.
At one point, there was even a hub on my dining room table of StarCraft that was also being played with laptops.
Yep.
And then I had a gigantic, what you would put chili in.
Mm-hmm.
I made taco meat in that.
That's
so we
right.
just had tacos the entire night.
It was, you know, and I've been to a couple of bachelor parties. I've been to several weddings, but I've been to a handful of bachelor parties. And they're such a, like an awesome, they're the best coming of age experience I think I've ever had. Because everybody pulls out all the stops.
Yeah.
I had bachelor or I had a part of the bridal party driving 6 hours just to participate at that. And then the wedding was going to be whatever month or two later. So it's the best. It's like better than a baby shower. Because there's, you know, the baby shower, there's the impending doom of the baby arriving and more tasks. This is just like, we're going to have a party to later have another party.
And there's zero consequence.
And you could do anything you want for a bachelor party. That's the, like what you're alluding to. Like if I did decide this is the one time where my morality can get faded, it'd have been like, yeah, well, it was this bachelor party. I don't agree with that. I'm just saying that it could. Because when do you ever get to buy two TVs? Like if we decided next week, let's get everybody together and buy, we'd be like, that sounds like a lot of work. I don't know.
I'd do it again.
Would you really?
Oh yeah.
Let's do it.
I bought a TV when I was in Omaha to watch the Super Bowl at Best Buy.
They're idiots.
They really are the best. Although when they go bankrupt, I'll feel
bad. They're doing okay. So I was dealing with laptop issues a couple weeks ago, and I found the incredible difference between Best Buy and Fry's, because Fry's is a West Coast electronics chain that we have out here. They're not nationwide, but they're kind of everywhere over here. But they're very warehousey. They're usually very dark. They're kind of run down, and they just have junk everywhere. They like, there's no real thought in ordering. Like they have a baby toy aisle for some reason, mixed in with like cameras and washing machines. Then they have snack foods. They also have a working restaurant. I don't understand it. And they have no thought to how they lay it out. There's one over by the airport by LAX where you walk. It seems like they flipped the store around, but didn't realize they flipped it around, because you literally walk in through the door and you're in the DVD section. And the very first, so that makes sense. But the very first section in their DVD section is the adult content that's all covered with like black rags, so you can't see it. So you, I'm not exaggerating. You walk in the door and you're met with their porn aisle. It makes no sense at all. And like, and there's a water fountain. Who designs this? But I realized the difference between Best Buy and Fry's is that I can ask questions at Best Buy and they will straight up lie to you because they do not know the answer. I asked very pointedly. I was looking at this Dell Inspiron with a touchscreen. I said, I want this pressure sensitive pen. Will this work with this laptop? Oh, yes. Are you sure? If I attach this to the screen, it will register how heavy I'm pressing on the screen. Absolutely. You'll be able to draw all that stuff with that pen, with this pen. All right. Thanks. Go home. Not possible. At all. Like the laptop is completely incapable.
Did you
of
go home and Google it? Because you're like, I just don't believe.
No,
that.
Went home and was like, I bought it.
Oh, you bought it.
I bought it. I did it. And then, but here's the deal. Dell also lied to me, because then I called them and they're like, oh yeah. Here, buy this pen from us. They sent it to me. The laptop is not capable of pressure sensitivity. I had to educate myself. But here's fast forward to me finally going to Fry's and be like, maybe I can look at like a Cintiq or some sort of pressure sensitive peripheral. I just walk in. All I say is, do you guys have digital active pens? And he's like, oh, like the actual tablets? No, but we have this laptop over here. He immediately knows what I'm talking about. Like, there's no like, let me think. He understands the technology and what's revolved in laptops that can handle the pressure sensitivity. There's a radio receiver in the screen of the laptop. So unless your laptop is built with this, it doesn't matter what $70 pen you buy from Best Buy, it'll never work. This
liars.
Guy, exactly. All of them. And so that's when I realized, like, Best Buy made me cleaner, more fun.
Maybe it's the reason why Fry's is not so unkempt is because it's run by the nerds that work there.
That's exactly it. Is that they
don't care.
If you want to learn about what you're doing, go to Fry's and talk to them, because those people work on commission, and they will stop and they will talk to you and they will try to upsell you, but they will educate you on what you're doing. For the longest time, I had the worst customer service there until I went into the computer component section to build my computer. And those guys know everything. They literally, they're like, why is this? Oh, it's a part DDR RAM and it's got a solid state drive. I'm like, and then even up to the cash register, which is a different department, they're like, oh, that's a really good price. Oh, I see why. And I'm like, why do you know that? You should be the money jockey in the front of the store. No, that's when I was like, I don't think Fry's is going the way of Toys R Us, because even though they're a small chain, because I think they've figured out their place in the market, which is experts, actual people that know what they're doing.
Get your question answered and have some guidance.
If you go during the day, there's like three people on the floor and they want to talk to you. They want to engage.
They're like day strippers.
Day strippers. So funny enough, I recently had to purchase a stripper. It was an HDCP stripper for my Twitch stream. Come on. But it's funny because I really did, and I bought it on Amazon, but not Fry's. But that's the only kind of stripper I'm interested in. Do you have the soundtrack to Chess? Can we play that?
No.
These queens will not excite you. No, you don't remember that?
No.
Oh.
Let's see. I got to find it.
All you got to do is Google.
Bangkok. Oriental City. It was a huge song in the 80s. It was a huge musical.
Queens?
No, just a Chess musical.
Well, I know the Chess musical, but I got to find the specific.
These queens will not excite you. He always reminded me of Dennis Leary. I always thought that even growing up that it was Dennis Leary doing the narration through that. But it's got that kind of like.
What's the Chess song that was actually like a top, like a pop song?
That's this song.
One Night in Bangkok.
Yeah, One Night in Bangkok. It's a hard man, humble.
Oh, I have that.
Yeah. Come on now, feel it. This song is actually pretty influential in music today. There's a lot of people steal from this.
There's a lot of Bangkok in this?
Yeah, for your dollar. It also has a stupid long intro.
Oh.
You're supposed to post over it.
Oh, come on.
When a song works, it works, man. It doesn't matter. Come on. We're actually dancing right now. That's what's happening.
How can you not?
Feel it. And then he comes in. He's going to explain it to us. Because it's a musical. That's not the end of the song.
Bangkok, Oriental City, and the city don't know what the city is getting. The creme de la creme of the chess world in a show with everything but Yul Brynner.
Fuck your town.
Doesn't seem a minute since the Tyrolean spa had the chess bars in it. All change. Don't you know that when you play at this level, there's no ordinary venue.
Don't you know that when
Iceland,
you?
Or the Philippines, or Hastings, or this place. One night in Bangkok, you know world's
star. I'm gonna learn this monologue. I think it's pretty good.
When does he say these queens excited?
Coming up. This is what happens when we don't plan anything.
Oh, I have to tell you about this when we're done with this song.
I've never seen this musical, have you?
No.
You should watch it. I'm sure it's on the YouTube.
It's very like another when your head's down over your pieces, brother. It's a drag, it's a bore. It's really such a pity to be looking at the ball, not looking at the
city. Oh, that's funny.
You've seen one crowded, polluted, thinking town.
They're talking over him.
Get tired, you're talking to a tourist who's every move's among the purists.
That's me.
I get my kids above the waistline, sunshine.
Come on. They're luring him into the brothels and the dens, and they're saying it's a drag.
You've like, seen this whole musical?
No, I'm just listening to the words. They're like, come and do all the like debauchery. And he's like, no, I'm just here to play chess. That's all I'm here for.
Oh, I never listened to lyrics, clearly.
Really?
No.
Yeah. Here, okay, it's on this part. Here it comes. First, we have to break it down. Come on. Come on, how low can you go? What is that? It's like a Kawasaki.
It's a pan flute.
Oh, I guessed a motorcycle. You're probably closer. Come on. Shake it. Shake it now. Here we go.
I am's going to be the witness to the ultimate test of cerebral fitness. This grips me more than would a muddy old river or reclining Buddha. Thank God I'm only watching the game, controlling it. I don't see you guys rating the kind of mate I'm
contemplating. I'd let you watch. I would invite you, but the queens we use would not excite you.
See?
Well, you better go back to your bars, your temples, your massage parlors.
Nudge, nudge, wink, wink. I assume this is the opening number to the show because it kind of sets the stage and...
I don't know. I never saw it.
Oh, I'm going to watch. I know what I'm doing tonight. This has been a great show. Bye. Flight of the Conchords has a great riff on that. They've had done a couple things that are very similar to that.
From One Night in Bangkok?
From that tune. They've kind of borrowed from it. And I don't know. You can hear a lot. It's funny... Because I don't know why, I should Wikipedia this, but I don't know why that song blew up. Because there wasn't anything like that at the time.
Hold on. Every one of those synths defines 80s music to me.
That's fair. That's fair.
Like, it sounds like an 80s pop song.
But why, it does. But the talking is the thing that doesn't make... I guess maybe it was like early rap or rap was starting to show up in mainstream and it's got that vibe to it.
I think that... For me, like I said, I don't pay attention to a lot of lyrics. Natalie's like you. She likes to know what the story is.
Yeah.
I just want to hear the music, and I want to know how it hits me.
Yeah.
And I think that's why I could always, like, when I hear it, I'm like, oh, this is a song people
like. You
like
the hook.
That's bubblegum. It's easy to taste.
But I guess my question is, name another musical that made it into mainstream, that plays on the radio. Mm. Like even Frozen, when that was at its height, was not making it onto anything other than Disney radio.
Yeah, they're going the other way.
Hamilton, huge, right? Hamilton isn't on there, at least not on any stations I'm listening to.
Well, I think it's because two reasons is that now the trend is to make musicals about pop music, if that makes sense.
Like, is Hamilton
the pop music? No, I'm saying the trend is more about, look, it's ABBA. It's a musical
using all
the songs from ABBA and Billy Joel those.
Yeah,
whereas
we're pulling emotional resonance with things I care about.
Right. Yeah. And I think you're right, but maybe I'm wondering, here's what I think it is.
Yeah.
I think it has more to do with formatted radio than it has to do with a lack of people wanting to hear that.
But that broke the top 40. What just happened? That broke the top 40. And unless I'm mistaken, Hamilton did not break the top 40. So because top 40 would be the litmus test. Everything, if it doesn't matter the genre.
But what I'm saying is that Hamilton is a thing, like it broke the top 40. It wouldn't have broken the top 40 because it wasn't getting played. What I'm saying is that if a DJ heard this song in the 80s, he could just decide to play it.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Now a DJ has little to no say unless they're doing a special show or something like that.
Yeah, and they get to play their
Trying
own
to see how good I place my marker. Pieces,
brother. Flight of the Conchords says... Flight of the Conchords...
Oh, it's messed up.
Oh, was I talking? Do we need to go back?
No, it's not because you were talking. It's because it messed up.
I am talking, though.
Yeah, but...
It's part of the job. I mean, if I sit silent, it's more of an odd cast.
Sometimes my Adobe does this to me and it makes me...
It's actually remarkable that you're running so many software simultaneously right now.
Flight of the Conchords...
Maybe that's part of the problem. Well, now I have to go back
also,
and get that drop later.
Also, you are sound editing while we're recording.
I did do that. I tried, but it's clearly now it's everything's
broken. Oh, everything's going to die. Let's take a break. Come back. Let's do some Stump.
We might come back.
Come on. There we go. This music video is also fantastic. What? It is great. With Chevy Chase.
Oh, we got to look and see what year this came out.
Before or after
A man
Chess.
Walks down the street. He says, why am I so
Why am I Chevy Chase's voice, man.
Rest of my life is so hard. I need a photo opportunity. I want a shot of redemption. Don't want to end up a cartoon in a cartoon grave.
You're too young. This is You Could Call Me Al by Neil Simon. And it had a great music video that had to be in the late 80s, early 90s.
Paul
Simon. 86.
Paul Simon.
What did I say? Neil Simon? Oh, so good.
If you be my bodyguard, I can be your long-lost pal. I can call you Betty. Betty, when you call me, you can call me Al.
You can call me Stumped. Let's play some game show.
All right.
You got anybody in the...
1986 is when that was. All right, so...
Most of our listeners were not alive.
We'll see if anybody knows about this. There's two things. Oh, we already have a stump cue. Look at that.
Yeah, look
These
at that.
Guys know
that
the
would
drill.
Be, that would be Ryan.
So for the fun
everyone.
Of it, let's grab the three people that are not in the stump cue. Dragon Lover. Oh, two of them. One of them left the room.
Oh, yeah. They knew. They were testing.
There's something who we've already talked to. Dog Dragon Lover is also in there.
Are they in the stump queue?
They're not. Those
okay,
are the
no,
two.
Pick them from the stump queue.
All right, I'm going to go with Andrew. Is that a six? VI is six?
Let's do it.
All right, let's talk to Andrew.
VI see you later, six. Neil Simon and your brother Paul.
So good.
Hi, who's there?
All right.
This is Andrew.
Uh-oh.
Andrew, are you there? You can call me Andrew.
Oh, here's what I screwed up.
Call me.
All right, Andrew, now we can hear you.
Call me Andrew.
I connected.
Call me Andrew. No.
Excuse me?
Oh, there he is.
Hello,
Andrew.
Hi, Andrew.
Wow, I didn't think that would ever happen. Wow, that's nice.
It did. Are you a regular listener to our podcast?
Well, I've been listening for longer than most people. Actually,
longer than most people?
6 years, maybe seven.
All right.
Yeah, too long. Maybe
nobody likes a bragger, Andrew. Okay?
So you were listening when the bachelor party happened, because I think we've covered that bachelor party when it was current news.
Actually, no. I started listening when you did it, the first episode on Sly 4.
Oh, okay.
We don't know, but well, it wasn't production, but NDA.
Yeah, that's right. Where are you in the world, Andrew? I don't recognize your accent.
I'm going to guess Albuquerque.
Albuquerque.
My accent is self-made. I'm proud of it. I live in New York.
New York? Oh, did you say Albuquerque?
Uh-huh.
New York?
No, I meant New Mexico, New but York. I'll take New York.
Well, kind of New York. It's like close to New York. It's like state.
And your accent, you said, is self-made?
Yeah, I try to pronounce my R's, and I like British English, even though I've never been to Britain.
Oh. You know what's super cool about that, man, is I've met people that have done that before, but no one just owns it straight out of the box. You're just like, I made it because I think it sounds cool.
How many times do people ask you where you're from in a given day?
A lot. It's a New York tradition.
Oh, that makes sense.
I like it.
Yeah, why not? That's cool. That's like the opposite of L.A., because in L.A., everybody has to look the same.
Yeah.
In New York, I get the impression you be you. And be
well,
you.
What well, I think he's saying, I think he's saying that he gets asked it so much that it's a New York tradition because he lives in New York.
But you're saying that in New York, everybody asks each other where they're from. Which of us is right?
Yeah, well, New York is a port city, of course.
There you go.
So everybody's from someplace
Everybody's
else.
From somewhere else. All right, so in the game of Stump, I ask impossible questions. Right now we're doing Choose or Challenge. Andrew, I'm going to give you two topics. You can either choose to answer a trivia question about one of those two topics, or if you think Justin doesn't have a clue, you can challenge him to one of those two topics. If you get it right, or if Justin gets it wrong, you get a point. But if you challenge and Justin gets it right, he gets 2 points. Well, then flip the tables and go on from there. Do you understand, yes or no?
Yes, I choose the first one. There's no shame in losing.
Okay, I like it. Wow. Finally, someone's thrown down the smack. Yeah. Justin is stumped.
I could always hang up on you, Andrew.
That's right? True.
I don't care where you're from.
You don't have the power. All right, Andrew, your first categories are 8-bit or VR. So which end of the technology spectrum do you want to sit at? 8-bit or VR? Choose or challenge.
8-bit.
8-bit.
8-bit. Are you choosing to answer it or challenging it to Justin?
I would rather answer. It'll be more fun.
You're going to answer. All right. Armed with firebombs and a stopwatch, who hunts the infamous Count Dracula in the original Castlevania?
I believe it's Belmont, or I forgot his name. But
I need a whole name.
Oh, you're going to go whole name?
Whole name, only because his son is in the sequel. Simon Belmont is correct.
Yeah.
1 point to Andrew. Also, no Googling in this game.
He didn't Google. That was too quick.
I don't have time to Google.
All right.
Nobody got time for that.
Come on, KFC. Justin.
You were born in New York?
No.
Yeah. See, my spidey sense was tingling on that.
Well, no one's born in New York because it's a port town.
Okay, but hold on. Yeah. Were you born in the U.S.?
No.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Very clever.
I like him still.
All right, Justin, anime or animation? Choose or challenge!
I'm going to challenge Andrew to anime.
To anime.
Because I feel like he's a one-trick pony.
All right.
He knows 8-bit games, and that's it.
Okay, let's find out. Anime, discovered in 2005, what is the first anime and just so happens to be the very first ever cartoon?
The first anime, the first ever cartoon.
It's Steamboat Willie.
I don't know the answer, so I'll give you a wrong one.
Okay. Steamboat
Willie.
Steamboat Willie is the answer. Andrew, Steamboat Willie.
It was by Walt Disney. Sailor Moon.
It's something
Sailor
else.
Moon. Sailor Moon.
Sailor Moon, good guess. No, it is a Katsuru.
It's not so easy, is it, Andrew? Right? When the pressure's on.
Katsuru Shashin or Matsumoto Fragment. It was made in 1912, before 1912. They discovered it later. Like, they don't know who made it or how, but it was a...
Like the Epic of Gilgamesh?
Yeah, pretty much.
Like the pyramids.
And so it's a little animation, so a three-second animation of a little guy writing Japanese words on a wall and with lanterns and then tipping his hat. And that's the first ever cartoon, the first ever anime.
I don't know how it's called.
Yeah, it's called... If you look up the Matsumoto Fragment, that'll be
that's
the best.
That's Japanese for Steamboat Willie.
Correct. All right, Justin, you get a point for challenging and winning.
Uh-oh.
Back to you, Andrew.
Yep.
Your two topics, Pokemon or Stargate? Choose or challenge?
Pokemon.
Pokemon, are you choosing or challenging?
I'll do what I did already. I'll answer a question.
All right.
It's a horrible choice to choose, but oh well.
In the 2014 movie They Came Together, what is Paul Rudd's favorite Pokemon? And I quote, because he can defend Butterfree's hyper reverse attack with two double colorless energy cards and only get 10 damage points.
Paul Rudd said this?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a very funny bit.
Okay. I'm going to answer wrong, and it's going to be Scyther.
Oh, but that is a legitimate Pokemon, so well done. Correct, you are wrong. The answer was Smurgle, so very close. It's this great bit where they lure you in to think he's going to be, I know about Pokemon. You know my favorite Pokemon? You think he's going to say Pikachu or something. And then he drops some mad Pokemon knowledge. It's a very funny little boat. And I figured,
what movie is that from?
Amy Poehler and Paul Rudd in, what did I say, They Came Together.
Oh.
Yep. All right, so...
We're tied up.
Andrew, you challenged that, right?
Yeah, I challenged him with anime.
Got it.
And he got it wrong.
Yeah. Oh, got it.
And then you chose to win one and got it right.
No, so you're winning now.
Oh.
So, yeah, Justin, you can win.
Suck it, Tyler, because you are so bad. Oh, we just got to replace that with Andrew.
All right, Justin.
Might want to call Andrew the 7th. Let him know that you're about to lose.
Justin, Red Dead Redemption or Ready Player One?
Ooh.
Oh. Choose or challenge.
I'm going to choose.
Choose.
And I want to say Ready Player One, but I'm going to go with Red Dead Redemption.
All right. So you're going to choose to answer.
I feel like I feel like I'm going to be stronger in that area.
All right. This is
how
the game
is. Can I still hear
played.
The question of Ready Player One?
You will eventually in the next round.
Oh, good.
All of they get rehashed. All right. Red Dead Redemption 2 comes out in October of this year.
Yep.
We're very excited.
I am.
It's the sequel to the 2010 title Red Dead Redemption, but that's not the first game in the series. Released in 2004, what was the first ever Red Dead game?
Red Dead Revolver.
Damn!
Come on now.
Well
done. Come on now, Andrew. Oh, don't cry. Don't cry because I'm kicking your ass, son. Uh-oh.
All right, the score is now 2-1 in favor of Justin as we go on to the second round. Justin, you get to go first because Andrew got to go first in the last round.
All right.
Going through, it's our bracket. Here are the remainders from the previous round. You choose or challenge animation.
Polygon Madness.
Or VR.
Oh, I'm going to challenge him to VR.
Challenging to VR. Andrew, from the safety of your virtual sofa, you must guide the little walnut as she attempts to rescue her favorite teddy bear from the clutches of the evil toy snatcher in what PSVR title?
All right. I'm going to say mouse.
You know what really helps?
Yeah.
Is when you answer a question with a question. That's really...
I will also answer it with another question. If you're wrong?
It helps if you own VR, too?
I'm sorry.
That's true. All right.
I'm sorry. I have to crush you, Andrew.
One point to Justin.
I just want you to know this is strictly business for me, all right? I like you. I like wherever you're from. I love your accent. I like everything I'm hearing, but I must end you.
Andrew, this is your chance to catch up. Your topics, Ready Player One or Stargate?
Your chance to catch up.
It is. I'm keeping it interesting.
Hear him rooting for you?
Ready Player One.
Are you choosing to choose or challenge?
Don't challenge it.
I'm choosing to challenge.
Oh, choosing to challenge. Wow. All right.
Stupid movie.
Ready Player One.
There has been one book I've read in the last 5 years, and it's this one, bitch.
It was also a movie. Okay. So this movie came out this year. Justin, you encouraged me to read it for many years now. The book was originally released in 2011. Who is the author?
Ernest Cline.
Damn! I'm sorry, Andrew. Negative two points.
Lighten up the scoreboard.
Negative two points.
Fourth of July. That's an American holiday.
Andrew, since you're down, you may choose to answer one and then challenge Justin to answer the other. Which one are you going to answer, animation or Stargate?
Before you answer that, do you know what they call a group of crows?
Murder.
Yeah.
That's
what you're getting right
Andrew's
now.
Andrew's a smart guy. All right, Andrew.
I stole that from the chat room.
It was good. Oh, really?
Just they said murder.
Oh, got it.
Murder.
Andrew, nice choose word. Which and challenge the other.
I choose animation.
Animation. And, all right. If you can get
I
this right,
the opposite.
You will have a chance to tie it up, and then Justin will have to answer the following question. Let's see. Animation. What is the process of creating a skeleton in 3D models so it can be manipulated by animators?
Ooh, I know that one.
Yeah.
What?
It's called rigging.
That is correct.
Oh, no.
It is correct. Rigging.
Oh, Andrew, I feel so sorry because now you feel like you have a gleam of hope. Like I'm not going to crush this last question.
It's so interesting that you guys leave these questions. This is like it's always the stuff that I know super well that you push to the end. So
really?
Here we go. Stargate.
Oh, that was not intentional.
All right. Well, no, it's all right. I like to see what becomes the toughest question to answer.
James Spader.
Damn it! That's right!
Oh, if I would have got that, all of our listeners would have to play against each other because I will have peaked.
Justin tapped out. You should have been here last week.
You should have.
He somehow read the card. Okay, Stargate.
And then we get to have a thing where it's like we're pulling him out of retirement. He's coming back.
Kurt Warner is here. All right, the Stargate has been dormant since 2011's cancellation of Stargate Universe. But this year...
Are you sharpening a pencil right now, Andrew?
No, I made a post.
He's posting. But this year, it was brought back with a prequel web series taking place in the early 20th century when archaeologists first found the Stargate. What is the title of this new Stargate series?
How confident do you feel right now, Andrew?
I think you know it. I think you watched it.
You think I watched
it?
Oh,
boy.
Well, you thought wrong. And I need you to know that because somehow I need to come out of this on top.
Yeah.
Hold on. Can I... Give me the synopsis so at least I have a favorable chance to guess
okay,
this.
Here you go.
And it's not James Spader.
James Spader is not the answer. Not,
can I phone a friend?
No, you may not.
What if there's one person still in the stump queue?
No, stop looking. The Stargate has been dormant since the 2011
Jimmy?
Cancellation of Stargate Universe.
Uh-huh.
But this year, it was brought back with a prequel web
What's
series.
What's the prequel about, though?
Taking place in the early 20th century when archaeologists first found the Stargate. What is the title of this new series?
Stargate Origins.
Damn! That is correct!
Yes! Oh! Oh my god! Oh!
Nice.
How did you... Did you remember that? Did you pull that out?
My theme song's playing.
There's two theme songs. Kill one of the theme songs.
I'm about to whip somebody's ass.
I just did.
I'm about to whip somebody's ass. Oh, I'm about to whip somebody's ass. Oh, if you don't leave me alone,
Andrew?
You're gonna have to send me home.
Andrew?
Cause I'm about to whip
Andrew.
Yay. Andrew, thanks for being here. You've been such a good sport. You may ask us one question, but we will decide whether or not we will answer it. That will be the
one chance.
I have been a colossal dick to him.
But it's been pretty great.
Kevin,
it's been good. Go for it, Andrew.
Kevin.
Yes.
Will you ever get good?
Good. I already am good. I have invented
getting good. Is that a
reference
to your Twitch?
Yeah. Oh, okay. I am good. I am very good. I have gotten all the goods.
Okay, see, when you platinum, that's life four.
Oh, that I don't think that's going to happen, bro. I don't. I've been talking about it on the Twitch stream. I just don't have the passion to platinum anything ever. I mean, here's the deal. If like I said earlier on the Twitch stream,
100%,
and it's all, you have to get everything.
You didn't even do it on Arkham City?
I've never done it. Huh? I'll never do it. But here's the deal. I said that if I got 50,000 Twitch followers, that I would cosplay as Sly while I played the Sly games. Yeah. Now, I don't have a web camera, so you'll just have to believe me that I'm doing it. But I'll tell you what, if we get 50,000 followers, that's what I would do is platinum the game as
that's
Sly.
Funny.
That seems fair, right?
That's great. That's great. I feel like you should do that just because I won in Stump.
Andrew, thanks for playing. Yay!
Thank you for hosting.
All right. Okay, bye.
Okay, bye.
Sorry, that was good. So loud. I was whipping somebody's ass earlier. Oh, that was strong. All right. We'll take another break and do some Tales from Tyria.
Can't wait. Yes. Blacked out there. My wife said she likes it when I keep it low and it sounds more manly. I think there's a reason why I go up naturally because I'm very
That's
lightheaded.
Interesting that staying low would give you like a lightheaded feeling.
Yeah, because it takes more oxygen faster. I'm expelling everything. Where if I can go high, I can pinch it off and make it go longer.
And stretch it out longer.
Oh, I am definitely seeing colors and tasting shapes.
I used to do, in my stand-up, I do a bit about my baby son taking a dump. And there were so many times I did that on the road that I'm like, this, I'm going to pass. Like, you let go and breathe. And I'm like, oh, I'm going to pass out this time.
Yeah.
I hope it's really funny.
Too serious.
Worth it. Worth it.
First time I ever did comedy sports, you have to run on stage and then sing the national anthem. I realized I hadn't been breathing the entire time. We started singing the national anthem. I was like, I am going to black out. Oh, stop breathing. Just stop singing. Just breathe. All right, Tales from Tyria. It's a thing. So Guild Wars 2 is the game that we're talking about. I play it every single week. Last week after our Twitch stream,
Have you streamed that one yet?
A few times, not as faithfully as others. I have learned that my Elgato sound capture or a video capture card has the ability to capture the PC you're playing itself. So you can actually send an HDMI signal like you're doing a dual screen out to the capture card, then back into the USB, and then stream that signal out.
Nice.
I was like, that's pretty cool. So I might be doing that soon. But after one of the Sly streams, Jimmy was there, and I was like, hey, Jimmy, you want to go play Guild Wars? And we played Guild Wars together for like a half hour.
Oh, that's cute.
It was a
fun segment.
We're all done.
Yeah.
So we got to showcase each other's armors. He's a level 65 right now, and so I don't think he has any of the expansions. But we were hanging out, and he likes to get 100% on maps, and so we were doing some things. I switched over to my Hollowsmith, and she hadn't been in this one particular area. Doesn't have as great a gear as my main Karina North with her Elementalist Weaver powers.
Oh, you don't play as your real character with Jimmy?
I find if I play with friends, I'll play with my non-main character so that they can get the XP because my main character's pretty much done everything. I'm waiting for new content in order to move forward with that. Because
Do you think it would take the fun out of it for everybody else?
No, no, not at all. It's fun because then I get to see other characters and I can compliment what they're doing and such. And there's been many times where I will jump between characters while I play with somebody just to get a chance to do
other
things.
What's the connection between Korean and North and the others?
That is an excellent question. Are you teeing me up or no?
We don't prepare this.
That's true. I didn't know if you knew that. So many years ago when I first discovered Guild Wars, thanks to our buddy Christian, who was at that bachelor party, we were big Warcraft 3 fans, but then World of Warcraft came out and we didn't like the idea of spending money on it. Guild Wars came out. You know, Guild Wars was built by people that worked on World of Warcraft, and they saw an option to build a game that didn't require a monthly subscription. So they built Guild Wars. And Guild Wars has always been free to play. You just buy the game and you get to play it. So he puts the game in front of me, and I immediately fall in love with it. I have dreams about it. It enhances my life greatly. And I make this one character, Karina North, in the original Guild Wars. She's an elementalist, all that. And then I sit down to make another character, because you can always start with 5 slots so you can test out different things. And I go to make a necromancer, which are pretty sweet. They can raise things from the dead. You can make a whole bunch of arming, like slobbing meat things that come around and fight with you. Yeah, it's great. And I, if you know me, love to play Magic the Gathering, and I have several sliver decks in Magic the Gathering. They're a particular creature that shares abilities. They have a very unique look to them. They're very sleek, alien-y, but magic-y creatures. So I was going to name my necromancer Dark Sliver. I thought that was a really good name. It was taken. And in Guild Wars 1, you can't have competing names. You can't have the same name, right? I think it's still this true for Guild Wars 2. So I was like, I'll make it one word, and I already had Karina North, which I just came up with. I was like, I'll make it Dark Sliver North. And then that was it.
Uh-oh.
Every character that I've made, every Guild Wars character,
the North family,
is all a North.
Oh.
All of them. So when Guild Wars 2 came out, those are the two that made the generation jump. I made a Karina North and a Dark Sliver North. But now I have a Greybone North and a Frostwood North. And
winter is coming.
All the winters are coming. So
because they're from the North.
It's a family of North. So when I was showing my wife the game, she created one character on my account, and she named it Kiara West. So on my account, there is one non-North, and winter, she's told me many times I can delete it, but I just, you know, I think it's sweet, and she just sits there.
Do you ever do anything?
Never.
With,
I never
Kiara
log
West?
Into it. I never, like, she doesn't exist in my mind. She just sits in the slot, and I never touch her.
Is she like the Gimp in the Pulp Fiction?
She looks like a level 3 character. Like, she's just wearing normal clothes.
So your wife doesn't play anymore?
Well, now she is a free account of her own, because you can't play two characters in the same
account.
But
she can't port that character over?
No. I think that's a lack.
Does she have a character, and she can't use Kiara West?
Nope. It's fine.
Can you kill Kiara West so that then she could use her?
If she cared to have the name, she could have done it.
What's the name of her character? Can we know that?
I don't remember. Well, Kiara West. I don't remember.
Did I just ruin your marriage?
No.
You don't know her primary character?
She doesn't know hers. In fact, I think the last time she logged into her account was probably 6 months ago.
Is it like a personalized license plate, like 653GH92?
No, it's something. I don't think you can have numbers in Guild Wars 2. These are great questions. You ask great questions.
I'm nailing it.
You're asking the wrong great questions, but it's still great. You seem so disappointed.
I was, because when you said you're asking the wrong great questions, I thought there was something I was supposed to set you up for, and then I realized
you already did it.
It was just an insult.
You did. That was just mean.
That was just mean.
So we will take time. Occasionally, I think I've shared this story since we're talking about the past.
But hold on, I want to ask, is this like, are they brother sister or is there
Karina North
knowledge happening?
No. Because they can never see each other. That's the thing. So Karina North
and long lost lovers.
And in the reality of the game, your characters are all the same, are doing the same story, right? In the very beginning,
like Final Fantasy, where they're kind of like up your keister, and then whenever you go to fight, they just pop out.
No, not quite. So when you first start a character, you start in one of the 5 worlds based on what race you choose. So that beginning, that first chapter is unique to the world. Then there are a series of more chapters that are unique to other choices that you made. But by the end of the main campaign, right around level 60, you earn the title of commander. And from there on, all of the extra levels that you download, everything, everybody's doing the same story. So everybody playing Guild Wars 2 in the eyes of the NPCs NPCs is the commander, but the NPCs never talk to two players at the same time. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Like a room full of Master Chiefs. You all look around like, there's a lot of other heroes here.
It's not like you have a family, really. It's that you just have literally five different people you're playing
like
a game
alternate universes. Yeah, they don't get to interact with each other, which I've always thought would be a very fun dynamic in a game.
It'd be fun if they could be like a cameo. Like,
well, that's funny because in Guild Wars 1, they made that possible. So in Guild Wars 1, you played in zones. So you started in hub worlds where there was no fighting. That was the actual place where you talked to each other. Then when you went into the fighting area, you went into a zone, which was a closed private version of the map. And you had to finish that map to get to the next section. And that was it. And it was just all by yourself. But you could take other people with you. So like if we were playing, we'd meet each other in the map, then go out in the zone, and it would just be you and me. No one else could join us while we're there. But if you were like me and you didn't like playing with random strangers that didn't know what they were doing or weren't reliable, you could grab NPC people to go with you. So at the end of the life cycle of Guild Wars 1, they made it possible that you could take your other characters and make those the people that you could go battle with. And that was the spectacular last chapter of the original Guild Wars, that I would go out into the field with all of my characters that I got to play with, and they would be controlled by AI.
I would be able
to do them all together.
Like, I think it would be fun if you're riding around on your hippogriff or whatever.
Griffin.
If you're running around, what's that? Oh, Harry Potter. If you're running around on your griffin, and then like Dark Slivernorth flies by on something else or whatever, whooshes by, I think that would be fun.
That would be a lot of fun. Absolutely.
And I think it would be easy to work that into the code of the game.
Yeah, but I think the point of these games is that they're role-playing games, so you're playing one role. You're not playing a team of people. But that's why the guild part comes in. So it's fun now if my wife or a friend, Jimmy Johnson, or, you know, I don't know, my best friend / podcast partner ever played the game, then we get to be in a guild together and go do that stuff at the same time.
But weirdly enough is that I had written down a list of names that I wanted, and my top two were Dark Sliver North.
Oh, sure.
And Kiara West.
I'll give you Kiara. Mainly because my wife is probably still going, I don't know why you don't delete the character.
if I got the game, would you dress up as Sly while we play?
If you can get me 750,000 followers.
Right? No, it's 50,000.
I don't remember. I don't think you have that on tape.
No, yeah, I do.
No.
I'm pretty sure I do.
Tape, though, it's only admissible. The digital recordings are not admissible in record. They can be edited. You can't change magnetic tape, but you can edit digital files.
Oh, I see.
This is law. Don't you know Bill Handel?
I do know Bill Handel. He does not know law, by the way. He just has a handle on it. All right. Wait, hold on. Somebody's saying Dark Sliver North, Light Sliver North, Gray Sliver North. I don't get it.
Don't read the chat room. It's just words.
That order of words seemed interesting.
It did seem interesting.
And then I fell into a pit.
So before,
thanks, Scape Mage.
Before we duck out, I saw this, which I thought was interesting. Xbox, which we don't talk about a whole bunch on here because
we don't like it. Nobody does.
Well, somebody does, but that's funny that you say that, because they announced that they are adding more content to their backwards compatible library.
What?
Have you heard this?
Yeah.
So the original, actual, legit 20-year-old Xbox games from Xbox,
like Halo 1. Yeah.
is now playable on Xbox One. And there's some pretty big games in the lineup. It's a little surprising. In the second wave that's coming out April 26, it's a bunch of Star Wars games, including the original Battlefront and Battlefront 2, Knights of the Old Republic, Jedi Starfighter, Republic Commando, Jedi Academy. You know, and that's after Conqueror's Bad Fur Day and
here's the Elder Scrolls.
Destroy All Humans.
I know I started this making a bag on Xbox joke, and it's mostly because we have gotten a playful ribbing about how we're Sony fanboys from some of our critics on the show.
Yeah. With polite nods to Nintendo.
Right. More so from you than me.
Really? That's probably true.
It's all right.
I own one Nintendo.
It's in my closet. Where it belongs.
Until you get that Switch, it will happen.
That when you do this at a launch, it's like, oh, that's a cool feature. When you do it 5 years into your console, it's
Is Xbox One 5 years old? No, it's not that old. How old is Xbox One?
Let's see.
Math is hard. 2013. And Google. That seems
because,
really late.
I bet you before I could Google it, somebody in the chat room will say.
I could be mistaken. I just feel like Xbox. That's
one
too,
come out right.
Xbox One.
What do you want to say?
Oh, November 22nd, 2013.
All right, so 5 years. Oh, I crushed it.
You did crush it.
Fire today.
Yeah, you're doing really well.
Oh my gosh, guys.
How did you know Stargate Origins?
The show is getting good. It's happening.
You're actually learning things.
Oh my gosh.
How did you know Stargate Origins?
I guessed it had to be. Here's the thing. I know nerd culture, and because it was a web series,
yeah.
I had a feeling that the people who were behind it knew that or had more control over how, like, what it was titled.
Yeah.
And secondly, I was like, you got to make this clear as to what you're doing
here.
You're
very clear. Your media literacy.
And so I was like, they're probably going to use the word origins. And the thing that made me doubt it was that because I wasn't for sure. So I wanted to make it a funny answer. And I thought it'll be funny if I'm wrong because I was playing Assassin's Creed Origins.
Oh, very clever.
And
you're
that's
very
all
clever.
I did.
So,
not very clever.
I'm
excited that I got a web series name and knew that the Xbox One. But here's my point.
Yeah.
When you're 5 years into your console and you said, you know what? We're making it backwards compatible. What you're accidentally saying is like, nothing better than the past.
Yeah.
Because there's nothing coming down the pipe.
That's right. That's right.
Nothing going on right now.
It reminds me of it immediately reminded me of Alanis Morissette. As so many things. Do you remember that?
Yes.
That she had several albums after her big breakout number, which actually came about the same time as the Xbox, the original Xbox. And nothing was sticking, so she did an acoustic cover of Alanis.
Jagged Little Pill.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And then that whole album, she just did it again on a guitar without a band.
It's ironic.
Don't you think? I think you mean, it's ironic, don't you say?
That's the acoustic version?
That's the acoustic version.
Unplugged.
And it's like, you've proven that you have nothing new, you know. And it's funny because Michael Jackson was working on a tour, of course, with all of his old hits. It wasn't new stuff.
Nope.
It was all of his old hits when he died.
And on the documentary, it's funny because I think but it's funny that you see somebody like that who gets it.
Because
what his big thing he kept saying, he goes, no, they want to hear the album.
Yeah.
That's all. He goes, it has to sound exactly like it was on the album. Nothing different. No, no little, nothing like that. He goes, people don't like that.
Yeah, that's
they don't
right.
want. They want to see the album live. Like he was really big.
He's smart.
Yeah,
he was smart.
I think he's right.
He's absolutely right because we that memorized
sucks if
that
you're,
song.
That sucks for Xbox. Like,
well, I just think it's interesting, especially as we start to head into the ninth generation of games. Like, what does this mean? Because really, it also frustrates me that it's possible. Right. Like I really hope that if there's a PS5 that it will start by being backwards compatible. To me, it is mind blowing that you would build a console and not allow your complete existing library to be functional on your new console, because that makes the generational jump so much easier to do. If you're like, I can keep playing these games, because it's annoying that if I want to play Red Dead Redemption 1, I have to haul out the Xbox. I want to do the Sly games on Twitch. I have to grab, and I know that it's not as easy as all that. Obviously, there's work to be done, and there's money that has to be invested. But Xbox has proven that you can do it 5 years after the
console's
delayed.
Here's what will make me dress up as Sly when we do this show. Is that
what you're doing right now, actually. You look really good.
They don't know that.
He is not wearing any pants.
Hold my cane. What if it's that when they released the Xbox One and everybody was like, wait, I can't play my 360 games even? Like, they can't, you know what I mean? And then they're
because
like,
in 360, you could play a lot of original Xbox games.
That was the whole sell of it.
Yeah.
And they were like, oh boy. Like,
and
then it took them this long to write the software to be able to just be able to port it in smoothly.
I mean,
like that's the only thing.
5 years though. They could have done that within 6 months to 9 months. Like that's not crazy, because I mean, since the moment Xbox One appeared on the market, they've started off with the wrong foot from a release. Oh, by the way, it always has to be online or you can't use it. And the people went, that is preposterous. Why is that? Do you understand how expensive
and
that
how
would
long
make
did it take for them to fix that?
About a week.
Yeah.
It wasn't even a week. They were like, okay, I guess not. And they had points.
Just kidding, JK.
It would really help. We can do a lot of good, blah, blah, blah. And, you know, now it's actually, I wonder how many consoles are actually online all the time anyway, which is probably very high. It's much easier to get DSL into your home than it was 5 years ago when they first announced it. But still, if someone, if they said the next Xbox or PS5 said, oh yeah, we've decided that you need to be online, I think people would still react of like, I'm not always on the internet.
Yeah.
Things happen, man. And I want to be able to use this thing.
Well, and then internet can go down.
It can go down.
And when your internet goes down, you know what you want to be able to do?
Play video
games. Some effing video games.
That's right. Because I can't go online. Because I can't
I
go
just
online.
Hope, here's what I hope in each of these scenarios. And it seems, it's sad that both of them have happened to Xbox. But I feel like there should be one guy with I don't know. I want to imagine him with some tattered hair and some glasses that that kind of look nerd cool, but he's not put together. Like he's wearing a hooded sweatshirt and a wrinkly button up shirt underneath because he's at his job. But every other else he wears a T-shirt with some kind of inappropriate Pac-Man sexual pun on it. You know what I mean?
It's good. I'm seeing it.
That's okay. I want that guy to be like, yeah, but. When the internet goes down, people want to be able to play video games. They won't be able to play video games. And they're like, Jerry, stop. You know, we got this. You know, and then it comes to fruition. Yeah. And nobody ever, I know enough now in the corporate world that nobody ever says, hey, Jerry, you called that.
That's right. That's right. That's right.
Everybody just ignores Jerry. He's lucky. He probably got fired.
In fact, he's fired because he didn't push hard enough.
Yeah, exactly.
You knew that, Jerry, and you didn't make us do it. Get your stuff and get out of here.
I want Jerry to still be there.
Put that Pac-Man pun away.
I want him to be mid Pop-Tart butter. I want him to be buttering his Pop-Tart in the conference room. Everybody's in the room smelling that delicious brown sugar cinnamon in there, and they're like, oh, I got to get a Pop-Tart after this meeting. And then the guy comes out with this power collar and a suit. He's got to have a different colored collar from his button-up shirt. Yeah. And he comes in and says, here's what we're going to do, guys. This is going to be the next big thing. A lot of table slapping going on in this. A lot of alpha I'm a guy.
And he's going,
we're going to go backwards compatible. Everybody's going to love. We're going to resell old games because people are going to want them, and they're going to get it. And that's going to bring in revenue. That's going to drive revenue because they're going to be able to buy them digitally. That's how we're going to get him. That's going to bring in revenue. Our stocks are going to go through the roof. Billy Boy, that's what I call Mr. Gates. Billy Boy is going to be so happy. And then and Jerry's going to be like, he's going to put down his Pop-Tart and his plastic butter knife. And he's going to say, but when we do that 5 years in, doesn't it look like we're saying that we don't have any good games now and that maybe we don't have any good games coming out and we need a breather? So we're trying to say, hey, go back and relive the past. Like, anybody cares about that? Shut up, Jerry. Shut up. You were right about the internet thing, and that was it.
Cut to May 1st, 2018.
Guys, not even Bill Gates could save us from our financial troubles at Xbox.
Hey, and why does he have a Pac-Man button? That's Namco. Bow, bow.
Because he's full of irony. Oh, not ready for the joke, Justin. Not ready for the closing joke. You colossal a-hole. Who am I, Andrew?
Come on.
Oh,
that
too
guy.
Soon.
Too soon.
Oh. You think he stopped crying in whatever foreign language he's
probably he's probably busy getting good.
I wish I knew that Twitch reference. I called it a Twitter reference because I'm old.
It's the same thing.
That's the show. Speaking of Twitch, check out Kevin at twitch.tv/TheKevinMiller. Mm-hmm. Any scheduled Twitches going on soon?
I'm thinking that we're going to make it Tuesday nights. I think we're going to make
Tuesday
it Tuesday
night's
nights
going to be the consistent.
Probably not tomorrow. The 14th.
17th. Well, it comes out on the midnight of the 17th. Okay, the 17th. Come out.
So probably not the 17th, maybe, but definitely the next week. I think we're going to land in on a regular, for at least maybe the month of May. We'll do Tuesday nights at 8 Pacific time.
So I have at least a week, it sounds like, to get my affairs in order, get it set up on Twitch if I'm not already.
Yeah.
And then get tuned in. Is there any kind of, you know, like a sommelier will pair a meal with a wine?
Yeah, that's a good question.
What should I plan to snack on or drink? Will you be referencing RC Cola or grape or
I'm more of
kind of a mixed nut situation?
It's a really good question. I'm more of a healthy gamer kind of person, so I would prefer a person to take carbonated water and mix that with a multi-fruit beverage.
Like a muddle? You want a muddle?
No, just like pour it, like 50 carbonated water, 50 orange peach mango, that kind of thing.
So like a Fresca.
Yeah, but it's fresh juice, it's fresh carbonated water.
Do you want them to actually juice the water?
For double bonus points, sure.
All right, good. So do that. And if we get 350,000 people to tune in, Kevin will platinum Sly 4 dressed as Sly.
That night. I just won't stop.
Yeah.
I'll just keep going. I'll sleep with the Twitch going.
You will get so good.
If there's 350,000 followers, they'll do whatever they want.
We have to hold the cane, though, while you...
The whole time. I'll just balance it on my head.
Can you put it in your teeth? Because that would be fun to watch. crack a tooth, I would feel so bad, though.
So don't forget to go to justinworsham.com.
Yeah.
No, justincomedy.com.
Both of them.
And purchase his album. Here we are now. There's no new albums coming out, so we're going backwards compatible to Justin's older albums.
That's right.
Make sure you purchase
because
those.
There's nothing coming on the horizon. They're backwards compatible. You can't get them in the CD format.
Not anymore.
Not that bad.
Yeah.
But if you want, you could send me an email and I'll ship it to you.
That's right.
I just asked for a $10 donation. 99.9% of those proceeds go to support the Justin Worsham Checking Account Fund.
Mm.
And what that does is it helps, you know, keep Justin Worsham's in need of utilities and buttered brown sugar cinnamon Pop-Tarts.
So it's such an important thing.
I mean, there's many Justin Worshams out there who are fresh off of a six-month, very limited diet and have had virtually no buttered brown sugar cinnamon Pop-Tarts. And so we, at the Justin Worsham Checking Account Fund, what we do is we provide those Pop-Tarts for those Justin... Just kidding.
That stopped. You stopped on a dime.
Oh, I got lightheaded.
Oh, well done.
I got lightheaded.
Well done.
Oh, bits are fun. So, but seriously, go pick up some albums and get some.
What if I want to send money to help the Burbank Bills? I want to support local football and basketball. How do I do that?
What you do is you go to burbankbills.uk.co.
Okay,
I think is how it's
pronounced. Yeah.
And you go there, and it's just there's a PayPal donation.
Got it.
You could do that. Or if you don't feel comfortable, you don't trust PayPal. A lot of people don't trust PayPal. I don't know if you know this.
Yeah.
You could just send mouth guards. Send mouth guards to P.O. Box for the show. It's
11192 Burbank, California, 91510.
Yep, you are correct. And just send mouth guards there.
Send mouth guards.
Yeah.
All sizes, all age, denture work as well. That's great.
You know what also is fun to do if you aren't a fan of the U.S. Postal Service is to that same post office, send those wind-up teeth so that they chatter.
Yeah.
That'd be good. Because it sounds like a ticking noise, and it makes postal workers really happy.
It's something the Joker would do.
Yeah, it's something that's just to, boost morale that we do here at the show for the Postal Service.
If we keep talking, will we just loop the song again?
I should probably just put it on a loop. All right, bits. Check out the description of this episode for all of the social media handles. Unlockable Man for Kevin on Instagram. I already said the cat. Oh, I almost forget this every time. So if you're still listening, A, good for you. That's strong.
Yeah.
B, if you want to get on the stump game, all you got to do is go to bit.ly/GamerlandDiscord. There are two D's in that. There's a Gamerland D, and then it starts again with Discord. And then you could download that and join the Gamerland Discord. It's fun if you download the application for your computer and you can chat with people during the show, play Stump with us. All of that is available there. If you want to listen live, go to mixlr.com/Gamerland. Mixlr.com/Gamerland. The links for that are in the description of this episode as well. And then you can tune in live and do the Discord and chat with friends. It's tons of fun. And
fun.
I will curse at you when we play Stump.
Curse.
On behalf of Kevin Miller, thekevinmiller.com, this is Justin Worsham saying,
okay, bye.